If Kester had a favourite time of the year on Corfu, it was the week before Easter. It didn't seem to matter when Easter fell, early or late, or whether it was damp and chilly or shockingly sunny all of a sudden. Something inside Kester always woke up that week, exactly like the tortoises, struggling up from under the ground all over the hillside behind his house. A bit gnarled, a bit stiff in the joints and liable to lurch off in odd directions, but at the same time, in a sedate sort of way, delirious. Tiddler rolled a seahorse. Tiddler met a mermaid. Tiddler met a turtle who saved him from a squid. Tiddler found a shipwreck. Tiddler found a treasure chest. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Tiddler peeped out and he saw a shoal of anchovies. Excuse me, can you tell me where you heard that tale?
We heard it from a shrimp, but we don't know where she heard it.
And they took him to the shrimp, who said,
I heard it from a whale.
I heard it from a herring.
I heard it from an eel.
I heard it from a lobster.
I heard it from a seal.
The Great Barrier Reef is the largest continuous reef system on the planet. The reef holds more species of sponges than all the hard and soft corals put together. Australia has a very unique range of sponges, most of which are still unknown to science. Sponges are the vacuum cleaners of the sea, filtering toxins and waste products of other marine creatures. They're amongst the most toxic of all animals. Nature's first green is gold, her hardest hue to hold. Her early leaf's a flower, but only so an hour. Then leaf subsides to leaf, so Eden sank to grief.